I don't know. Whenever Tupac was murdered, it really was like Black Elvis. Like, we couldn't accept it. We were like, no, he went to Cuba because they was looking for him. Not likely. All right. But we never did that with Biggie. You notice that? Tupac and Biggie got shot within months of each other. And Tupac were like, no, he gonna come back one day. And Biggie, we were like, yeah, that checks out. That's wild. I can't help but think it's because Biggie was heavy. I do. I think deep down we know if it wasn't the bullets, it would have been butter. You know what I mean? Like, Biggie was not long for this one. It was going to be the streets or the kitchen. One of them was coming for Biggie. I don't know if y'all remember this, but back in the day, before the pandemic, they were talking about putting Harriet Tubman on like the 20 or something. I don't even remember what bill it was. And it was like, everyone had an opinion immediately. There were people who thought it was great. There were people who didn't care, you know, a little bit, and then it turned out they cared. You know? And then there were people that were like, no, we can't have this happen. You know? And then Mnuchin said he'd block it, and he did, you know, so it never happened. But I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if I need Harriet on the 20. What bothers me the most is how is Harriet Tubman not had her own sneaker yet? Like, that seems, you know what I mean? Think about it. Who is more deserving of a sneaker deal throughout all the history of America than Harriet Tubman? Come on. If you don't know who Harriet Tubman is, she was the LeBron of escape slaves, okay? She was putting up numbers. She got a lot of other people to freedom. Buckets. That would have been a motherfucker to be a slave owner while Harriet was around. You come outside, ain't nobody there. You're like, the commercial writes itself. It does. You know, I just beat the Golden State Warriors in my new Adidas Maxes. And it's like, oh, I ran to freedom. How about that? That's, how do you beat that shoe? You don't. I do wonder, and this is a genuine question. I'm being sincere. This isn't like, I'm not going to make fun of you or anything. Does anyone here believe in aliens? Okay, so this is my thing. I believed in aliens so hard when I was little. Like, when I was a little kid, I was like, it's just us in the whole universe? Come on, really? Just us? A whole universe? That seems wild, right? And then as I get older, it's becoming harder for me to believe in aliens. Because especially after everything up until 2023, it's hard to believe in aliens because Trump didn't mention it while he was president. Like, that man told every secret. Anything they told him, he told us in an hour. Like, they would be in the room with this man and be like, you're not gonna tell anybody, right? And he's like, no. And then he leaves room, he's like, folks, like, that was, he could not keep a secret at all. He had the leakiest White House of all time. And he never mentioned aliens, so now I'm like, maybe not. No. Know what to tell you. It's a tough one. For the people who believe in aliens, once again, I'm being sincere, I wonder if aliens haven't made broad daylight obvious contact with us because they think we're boring or because they've seen how we treat each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was an alien above Earth looking down all this time, I'd be like, oof. They don't even like when you have different skin. And I got three dicks, so they gonna kill me immediately. Just out of jealousy, if nothing else. God damn. Might as well stay up here where it's safe. Ooh. I feel this is a weird thing. I respect that people have to be like choosy when they're dating, and sometimes you have to make choices based off, like, you get a little inkling of a thing and you call a red flag, or you, because you're like, I know how it's going to go after that. And sometimes people are overly harsh about that, but it's necessary, you know? Like, I think about my friend, I went to a club with my buddy, and he had a full, like, almost rom-com experience. He saw this woman across the club, truly across the club. He was like, the light was just shining on her a little extra, you know? So then my man made his way over, and it was almost like the dance floor was parting as he was walking over to her. And then he gets up to her, he lays his thickest game on that he has. He's like, hey, how you doing? You know, mind if I buy you a drink or something? And she turns around and looks him up and down and goes, no. Nah, that's not what we're doing. And he tries one more time. He's like, why can't I buy you a drink, get to know you? We might like each other. And she looks him up and down again, and she goes, your shoes. Which I know, it sounds super vapid. That's wild. It sounds really materialistic, but I'm not going to lie. I'm on her side. Because when he looked down, both his shoes were untied. And it's like, yeah, bro, how did you... There's no better way to walk up to a woman and be like, you have to take care of me eventually, than to have both your shoes untied when you approach the conversation. How'd you even make it over without tripping? It's crazy. Dude, one shoe could happen to anybody. Both shoes hasn't happened since the third grade, all right? If you approach a woman with both your shoes untied, you might as well walk up with a glass of milk in one hand and a cookie in the other. Talking about, you want to be friends? Because that's what the fuck you look like with both your shoes untied. It's insane. I was watching a movie this week. Have you heard of Downfall? Anybody? Okay. So it's a German movie, and it's about the last 10-12 days of, like, Hitler and the Third Reich. It was, like, when they were losing the war, and it's from the account of the secretary that was in the bunker of just, like, you know, Hitler was freaking out and everything. And it got me to thinking, like, how do you contend with the idea that there's a higher power while watching all of the horrible stuff that happened around the world in World War II? It's like, the worst atrocities against humanity happen, but also they're supposed to be this higher power that's fully in control and everything. And people talk about if they could go back in time, they'd kill baby Hitler and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, yeah. But if I was God, I think I would have just given Hitler a real high voice. Ain't nobody following him then. If that dude rock up and be like, listen to me. There's something happening in the fatherland that must be stopped. I don't even think you let that dude work fast food. You'd be like, nah, that voice too annoying. He's like, listen to me about the Jews. It's like, no, we caught you. I'll be vulnerable for a second. I thought I had it all figured out, you know? I was sexting. And sexting's a very precarious situation. You wanna make sure you're sexting at the right time, you know? Because if it's like 8 o'clock, you still got other people texting you, you know? You don't wanna accidentally send a text that's incoming to somebody because you opened the thing, you know what I mean? And it's also like, what if you're not that skilled? Like, what if I'm not good texting with just my left hand? Now you're texting typos and stuff. It's knocking the sexy right out of your sexting. You know, it's like, I'm gonna fud your bass. It's like, nobody's into it now. You know? So I had an idea. I was like, this is what I'm gonna do. And I didn't talk to anybody about it. I had never heard anybody doing this, but in my mind, it was the best thing to do. I was like, I'm just gonna speak to text. Oh. So that way, I don't got to worry about the other hand and everything, and I can just, like, get in the zone and stuff. I don't have to worry about other people texting me and everything. And it went horribly wrong. Because I wasn't at home. I was at my childhood home. So I was in my room, but it wasn't my house, you know? And it was, you know, 9 o'clock or so, and we were sexted. That look, I'll read you the thing right now. This is what I said. Okay. All right. So she's like, oh, okay, and what's good? What would you do if you were here right now? And then I was like, girl, I would tear those clothes off, and mom, what are you doing in here? Mom, I had the door closed. You can't just open the door. I was just coming to see if you wanted dinner. No, I'm okay. Mom, get out right now. Boy, how are you gonna tell me to get out of somewhere in my house? I'm sorry, Mom, please, can you please leave and close the door? You know we don't have closed doors in this house. Which is true, that's a very, like, black family thing, of, like, you not closing the door in my house, what you up to in there? And I was like, Mama, please leave, please, please leave. And she was like, all right, what's the big deal? I was like, nothing, Mom, just please, please get out of here. So anyway, girl, I would say... All right, thank y'all so much. Y'all have a great night. Thank you.
Josh Johnson!